It is believed by many that in the 1960s, the Blessed Virgin Mary appeared to four schoolgirls in Garabandal, Spain. Conchita Gonzalez, Mary Cruz Gonzalez, Jacinta Gonzalez, none of whom are related, and Mary Lolly Maison. Conchita Gonzalez being the most prominent of the four seers. The apparitions of the Virgin Mary in Garabandal are not approved. They are also not unapproved. But even if they were approved, they are private revelation and not required belief. However, these apparitions were believed by some pretty heavy hitters of Catholicism at the time. Padre Pio and Mother Teresa, the two most widely respected Catholics, now saints, of the 20th century, Malachi Martin, and perhaps, though not giving approval, Pope Paul VI. The message of Garabandal are prophecies about the future in 1960, that is, that say that because of our sinfulness, the world would go through a great tribulation, followed by a warning and a miracle, and then if the world didn't mend its ways, a great chastisement. To be honest, I've always been a little skeptical of Garabandal, because quite frankly, there are no major miracles like you have with Fatima and others. There's just little things like rosaries turning to gold and the like. Nothing that's beyond preternatural powers, which are the power of angels and demons. Also, the whole walking backwards thing makes me a little nervous. And all these predictions, a tribulation, a great warning, a miracle, and a chastisement, have been prominent through Catholic prophecies for the past several hundred years. So we don't need Garabandal to tell us that these things are going to happen. However, there are some very specific details and precursors to these events in the messages of Garabandal that seem to be coming to pass, giving credibility to the apparition in my eyes and indicating the fulfillment of these prophecies are just around the corner. Let's look at the prophecies. Mary Lolly said the tribulation will happen, quote, when Russia will unexpectedly and suddenly overrun and overwhelm a great part of the free world. On June 19, 1962, the seers of Garabandal were given a vision of the tribulations to follow, making them scream in fear for several minutes. When they asked the Blessed Mother about it, she replied that communism, led by Russia, would unexpectedly take over many parts of democratic countries where Christians would be persecuted. Does this surprise anybody? And I'm not just talking to the choir here, people who are familiar with the prophecies of Fatima, where Our Lady said unless the Pope consecrates Russia to her Immaculate Heart, Russia would spread her errors. Catholics have known that Russia was at the heart of this for a long time. However, because of current events, even if you're not a Christian or you're not Catholic, the idea that Russia is going to be the cause of a worldwide tribulation should surprise no one. Garabandal visionary Conchita said in an interview with Albrecht Weber in 1965, quote, when communism comes again, everything will happen. When asked, what do you mean by comes again? She replied, yes, when it newly comes again. Does this mean that communism will go away before that? I don't know, she said in reply. The Blessed Virgin simply said, when communism comes again. This statement was, of course, very confusing in 1965, since communism, especially in Russia, was at its strongest point in history. However, since then, we know that the Soviet bloc collapsed, and supposedly there is no communism in Europe, and realize that these prophecies are specifically for Europe. And it is also true, and in case you didn't know, we are suffering under communism now throughout the entire Western world. What we are going through right now is communism reappearing as Conchita said it would. Not overtly like it was in the Soviet Union, but rather through political correctness, the tyranny of woke culture and cancel culture, etc. According to the visionaries, after the tribulation, the warning and miracle will occur in the same year, and this will be abrupt. Conchita described the warning as a correction of conscience, during which everyone in the world will see the state of their souls before God and their final destination were they to die at that moment, whether it would be heaven, hell, or purgatory. They will see the consequences of their sins, It will be a traumatic event where we will see the gravity of our sins and how they've distanced us from God. This is also called the illumination of conscience. Other prophets have said it would be revealed to everyone that Catholicism is the true religion and there will be mass conversions. It is also said this event will be so traumatic for some that they will not survive it. Mary Lowley said, "The warning will come when you see that the Holy Mass cannot be freely celebrated anymore. Then it will be that the world will most need the intervention of God." Now, we've already seen this happen in 2020, when all over the world, public Mass was stopped. I believe that was a precursor to the future, when the Mass will not be allowed at all. According to the visionaries, Our Lady said, after the warning, the miracle will take place within a year. It will come directly from God and be visible throughout the entire world. But it will happen in Garibandal. Our Lady has revealed the date to Conchita, who will announce it 8 days in advance. Conchita is now in her 80s, so if this is true, it will happen sooner than later. In 1971, while she was talking to a group of Americans, Conchita offered this revealing information. She said, "It will take place on or between the 8th and 16th of March, April, or May. It will not happen in February or June. It will be on a Thursday at 8:30 p.m. It will coincide with a great ecclesiastical event in the church. It will be on the feast day of a young martyred saint of the Eucharist." If after the tribulation, the warning, and the miracle, humanity does not change and return to God, a terrible chastisement will fall on the world. The visionary saw the chastisement in a vision and described it as such. It was similar to rivers transformed into blood. Fire came down from heaven and worse things, a great heat, scorching thirst, and water that evaporated. Men were chained and in desperation trying to kill one another, but due to lack of strength, they either fell into the flames while others threw themselves into the ocean. However, the water seemed to boil and activate the flames. Conchita says in one of her writings, quote, "The punishment is dependent on whether or not humanity listens to the messages of Our Lady and the miracle. In the case that it does occur, I know in what it will consist because I have seen the punishment. I can reassure that if it does come, it is worse than if we were wrapped in fire, worse than if we had fire on top and fire underneath. I don't know the time that will pass before God sends it after the miracle has occurred." Now, like I said, all of these prophecies of Garibandal have been predicted by several mystics of the church that are fully approved for centuries. So we don't need Garibandal to tell us that these things are going to happen. We know that they will. However, there are three events in the prophecies of Garibandal that are said will happen immediately before the tribulation so that we know these things are about to happen. And this is what I find so interesting, because these three things have either already happened or are clearly about to happen. Our Lady told Conchita that the prophecies would come to pass at a time when an important synod was being held in the church. When Conchita confided the story to her aunt about 1962, the aunt asked, "Do you refer to a council?" The Second Vatican Council was just beginning at that time. Conchita replied, "No, the Virgin didn't say the council, she said synod, and I think synod is like a small council." Now, as you may or may not know, the church is in the middle of the synod on synodality, which is probably the biggest synod, not council, in church history. It will most likely radically change the church. Regardless of what you think of that, this has never happened in the Catholic Church before. While Conchita was on her way to church to pray for the repose of the soul of John the 23rd, who had recently died, the Virgin Mary told her interiorly, "After this pope, there will be only three, and after that will be the end of the times." Shortly thereafter, the Virgin clarified that while there would only be three popes, there would be another, but he would govern the church for a very short time. Conchita stressed that this did not mean the end of the world, or that there will never be another pope, but that after the third pope, the end of the times would begin and the prophecies of Garibandal would commence. After John the 23rd was Paul the 6th, that's pope number one. The next pope, John Paul I, who only reigned 33 days, so he is the pope that doesn't count. Then we had John Paul II, and then Benedict XVI. This means either the abdication of Benedict XVI or the recent passing of Benedict XVI started the end of the times. But what gives this prophecy so much credibility is the fact that Conchita, while she was just a little girl, predicted that there would be a pope whose reign would be so short that he really didn't count. In his book, Garabandal, Finger of God, author Albrecht Weber, who was involved with Garabandal since early years, quoted visionary Conchita as having said, "The pope will go to Russia, to Moscow. As soon as he returns to the Vatican, hostilities will break out in different parts of Europe. This is what triggers the tribulation." It is important to note that the pope has never been to Moscow. And I don't just mean Pope Francis has never been to Moscow. I mean no pope ever has visited Moscow. Now, with the situation between Russia and Ukraine, there had been talks throughout the last year that Pope Francis might go to Moscow. In fact, there was a visit scheduled, but it had to be canceled because of his health. However, I saw recently on the John Henry Weston show that it has been reported, not through the Western media, but through the Russian media, that Pope Francis will indeed visit Moscow this spring. So if the apparition of Garabandal is true, and if Pope Francis does go to Moscow this spring, when he returns, hostilities will break out all through Europe, which will start the tribulation, which will be followed by the warning, then the miracle, and then possibly the chastisement. Until my next video, God bless.